Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, July 7th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Most Americans disapprove of President Biden's immigration policies. Donald Trump teases a return to social media. Gas prices in Southern California jumped to a 10-year high. Cable news ratings continue to plummet. Americans rank their favorite fast food restaurants. Also ahead, a health warning you should hear. But first, new Washington Post poll finding a majority of Americans disapprove of President Biden's handling of immigration as illegal border crossings smash records month after month. 51% of respondents are not satisfied with the administration's approach, which is primarily an open border. Just 33% give Mr. Biden a thumbs up on immigration. Former President Trump teasing a big announcement about his return to social media. Since being banned by Twitter, Facebook, and others in January, Mr. Trump has been rumored to be building his own platform. Some predict he may launch a major legal challenge to big tech. Tomorrow on this broadcast, we will have an interview with Donald Trump. Residents around Los Angeles now paying the highest price for a gallon of gas in nearly a decade. Prices at the pump in L.A. rose to $4.40 over the July 4th weekend, the highest since 2011. The national average up from $2.10 last year to $3.35 right now. Folks running on empty may want to fill up in Louisiana, $2.75 a gallon there. High gas prices will ultimately hurt the Democratic Party. Television viewership still dropping for all the major cable news operations. CNN reporting a 45% dip, followed by Fox News 38%, MSNBC 32%. The primetime lineup at CNN has lost half its audience since Donald Trump left the White House. A colossal drop. Survey from the American Consumer Satisfaction Index ranks the nation's favorite fast foods. Top five include Domino's, Subway, Starbucks, Pizza Hut. Number one, a tie between Chick-fil-A and McDonald's. Sales at fast food restaurants are up 200% since COVID. In a moment, all that fast food might be hurting you. Right back.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The poisoning of America, and that means you. This is a story you might want to pay attention to. First up, booze. Right now, 65% of adults consider themselves regular drinkers of alcohol, averaging 5 beverages a week. The typical American consumes 2 gallons of hard liquor each year. That's tough on the liver. Economists say alcohol abuse in the USA causes $250 billion in lost productivity, incarceration, premature death, hospitalization, on and on and on. U.S. Department of Labor reports 50% of all on-the-job accidents are alcohol-related, so booze is not your friend. Hard drugs in the same category. According to the Census Bureau, more than 80,000 Americans die from ODs every year. That stat has tripled since 1999. Fentanyl has emerged as the most dangerous drug in a generation. Of all fatal opioid overdoses last year, one-third were from fentanyl. How about marijuana? Regular smokers of pot spend on average $7,000 a year to get high. $7,000. Prolonged marijuana use can cause breathing problems, lung cancer, possible psychological disorder, including depression and heart problems. 15% of teenagers are now routinely using pot. That's at least five times a week. Stoners rarely succeed in the marketplace. And now for the biggest health threat to you. Sugar. 34 million Americans suffer from diabetes. Now, if you have it or you know someone who does, you know how terrible that disease is. It affects every part of your life. Diabetes is caused by too much sugar in your blood. 42% of the entire population in the USA is now considered obese. Soft drinks, iced teas, energy drinks are responsible for most of the added sugar in the average American diet. One can of soda contains about 11 teaspoons of sugar. 11. 200 years ago, the average American consumed 2 pounds of sugar a year. Today, the average American consumes 152 pounds of sugar a year. That equals 3 pounds a week. The average American digests 42 teaspoons of sugar every day. And again, it is drinking those sugar-laden beverages. So check the label. By law, they have to list the grams of sugar in anything. And look out for those breakfast cereals. They're loaded. If you are addicted to sugar, don't rely on diet beverages. They're terrible for you as well. So, wrapping up, booze and drugs are bad, but it's sugar that is really hurting many Americans. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. Please check out my book, Killing the Mob. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. America quickly returning to normal as the COVID pandemic recedes. More than 48 million folks traveled over the 4th of July weekend, up 3%. Compared to 2019 before the pandemic. Despite the good news here, dozens of countries around the world continue to get hammered by the virus. Here are the worst hotspots on Earth for COVID right now. Peru, currently experiencing the highest mortality rate in the world. 200,000 Peruvians have died from the disease. Just 9% of the population has been vaxxed. Brazil also being hit hard. Country reporting 150,000 new cases every day, with an average of 3,000 daily deaths. Sub-Sahara Africa, set to be the next hotspot. Infections in South Africa up almost 2,000% since January. Less than 1% of the South African population is vaxxed. Australia, again struggling to contain COVID, cities down under brought back the lockdown as the so-called Delta variant spreads across Sydney and Melbourne. With just 6% of Australia's population vaxxed, any major outbreak could rapidly spread out of control, thus the lockdown. Over to Asia, global health experts now rank India the worst place on earth for the virus. 400,000 people dead, 30 million cases, 400,000 new infections every day in May in India. Officials there believe the actual death toll much higher because there are so many remote areas that do not report. The biggest question mark in the entire COVID situation is Communist China and North Korea. According to officials in Beijing, just 4,000 people have died from the virus in China. Less than a dozen people are now infected each day. No one believes that, Beijing. North Korea refusing to release any hard data related to COVID, despite claiming the Hermit Kingdom has zero confirmed cases. Dictator Kim Jong-un recently admitted that a, quote, grave incident is taking place in his country. We will never know. That is the hallmark of totalitarian regimes. Do not report anything that will reflect poorly on the government. Back after this.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.